Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
All right, we've got a lot of love and drama on today's show, like David Beckham's confession that proves the guy is a hopeless romantic, and it's so cute. And can you imagine if you found out your ex was dating not just any girl, but Lady Gaga of all people? Oof. But first, we got to talk about Ben and Jen, too. What's it like being Jen's new man in the middle of all of this? I'm Carissa. This is Justin and Morgan. Welcome to Daily Pop. All right, so thanks to Ben Affleck's super candid interview with the New York Times, Jen Garner is again back in the headlines. And there is this report that says Jen's man, John Miller, is uncomfortable with all of this. Us Weekly claims John is empathetic, but worried about how Jennifer has once again became the focus. Now, remember in the interview, Ben said his biggest regret of his life was his divorce. So would you be comfortable if you were Jen's man and the ex was saying this stuff?
You had 90 days to figure out if you were about this life or not.
Amen.
Whether you date a man who doesn't have a job, whether you date a celebrity, whether you date somebody that's in reality TV, those first 3 months are your period to figure out what that person's life like. And when he started dating her, he knew what the paparazzi was like. He knew what the press was gonna be like. And this man is from California. He understands that no matter what they do for the next 25 years, they're always gonna be linked together.
Yeah.
A, they have kids, and B, that was the most significant relationship for both of them. So I almost don't believe.
This is one of those headlines that definitely is not true. This is it's like an easy assumption to make. But I do think him understanding that that is her ex-husband, that they are a very public couple when they were together and they share children is one thing. But for him to still be speaking about her, I think, is a different thing. And I think no matter how much you love somebody, no matter how concrete your relationship is, you want to be with that person without their ex coming in and saying, well, the biggest mistake I ever made was, you know, not working things out with my ex. Like, that's a frustrating thing to have to get over.
It is. But I think out of all the headlines that could be said about somebody you're dating, like, that's the most mild thing. It's like, oh, she's great and an amazing catch. Yeah, I know. Thanks.
We got
you know,
it.
And I got her, so she's mine.
And they do keep it very private, the two of them, so maybe he doesn't really like the spotlight. Like, he doesn't need to go out and peacock that they're very close.
Right. I also don't agree that this headline's true. I don't know that, you know, there's any validity to this report, but at the same time, like, you're right. It's part of his life, her life. It's always going to happen. Ben is always going to come up in conversation.
Yeah.
And you do have to just kind of accept it. Luckily, Jennifer Garner is... I don't even remember a bad headline about her, hardly. Like, nothing bad comes out about her. And if that's whenever I think shit really hits the fan, is whenever you're dating somebody and these rumors that are super bad or saying they stole or they did all these things, that's whenever it's harder.
That's when it's harder. You know, I have this friend who dates this girl who is an exotic dancer, and they met in the club, and now he dates this girl, and after 7 months, he's like, yeah, man, you know, I'm just trying to get her to quit her job, and I'm like, you can't do that to her. Like, you met her there. She didn't start this career when you guys were dating. Mm-hmm. And you know why she does it. She puts herself through college. If she feels empowered, let her live her life. Unless you're going to go ahead and pay for the UCLA and be Sally Mae for that girl.
Amen.
You can't tell that person to walk off that
pole. But even if you are, even if you can afford to take care of them completely, I don't know, maybe she really enjoys
that's
exotic
true.
Dancing. Like, you know, I don't think that's also fair to be like, I can take care of you. You don't need to work anymore, no matter what your job is.
I don't know.
I'm fine with that.
A man called me and said,
don't worry about anything. Let me take care of all your Sally Mae.
Mm-hmm. Morgan Stewart, I know for a fact that you would still work.
So that is very true. I would still work.
You would still work,
even if you're getting taken care of. Yes, that's very true.
And so it's one of those things where, like, yeah, thank you. That's a nice compliment. And it feels good to date a man who can put you in that position or to date a woman who can put you in that position. But if you still have, like, the, you know, thing
sense
inside
of
you
that right,
you want to accomplish things, then don't ask me to quit my job.
It's also that person has control over you then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you no longer have your own income and one day you want to leave that person, then you have to sort of go through a whole process that either gets you. It's just, it's always better to have something of your own.
And it's going to be like, can I literally spend the card on whatever I want and I don't have to ask you for anything?
Right.
Because that's going to have to be the stipulation.
It's called cash advances. Take that cash out, put it somewhere else, and let it hide. But you know how validated Jennifer Garner must feel right now? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, a lot of times there was a lot of speculation. This person said this. This mm-hmm. person's camp said this. And you can't really tell your full story without outing an addict and talking about the things that you went through. So for him to now talk about some of the things that she experienced, she must feel like when Denise Richards finally was like, ha-ha, Charlie Sheen, you're finally seeing Charlie Sheen
right,
for who he is.
Yeah.
Like, I had to deal with prostitutes and this and that and tiger blood. It's like this sense of like, wow, this story finally came out. People don't think I'm just this like poor, helpless person just trying to be in love with this man.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm just trying to save his life because he's the father of my children.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot. It's a lot of validation I think she's getting right now.
But don't you think that she got that validation privately?
No.
You don't think he's ever said it publicly.
I mean, sure. I'm sure he has. And I'm sure that they're close friends
but
and close families
has said
it.
But do you think there's not a possibility that she's so over him emotionally that she doesn't even need that from him?
No, I think you need it. I think if you go through a breakup and you know somebody was wrong in the breakup and it all fell on you and you can't
you
tell
know
the
what?
Story.
That's all you need to say.
That, thank you.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm like, don't even.
I'm like,
make
oh, my whole life? Yes.
Go there
okay, got it.
Right now.
Yes.
Okay, moving on to David Beckham. So who knew that after 20 years of marriage, David still has a very romantic side in his heart. So listen to what he told Jimmy Fallon about the first time he asked for Victoria's phone number.
She then came back up to Manchester to watch another game, and she'd had a couple of drinks, so I decided, why not? You know, I'd try and get a number. And we talked for about an hour in the players' lounge, and then she actually got the train up that day. So she wrote her number down on her train ticket, which I still have.
Who cares what he says? Look at him.
He's so hot.
He's so hot.
I know.
It hurts my face.
I know.
He's so hot.
I'm right there with you, girl. I watched the whole thing. All I needed to watch was that part. I watched the whole interview because I can't look away from him. So sweet. Do you guys keep stuff from relationships?
No.
No?
It's like Annabelle. Like, the energy attaches to the thing and stays in your life. Like, you got to get rid of it. I even buy new sheets once I change relationships.
That's You're a good dramatic. Idea.
You have to do it. No, it's true. I really believe in energy, and I feel like if you're coming in with, like, a fresh moment, some fresh D, you need to get a last person out of your house. You got to sage it. You got to figure it out. You got to Clorox and shit. Like, you got to get, like, you got to get things clean.
That's true. I mean, I started pretty much over. I mean, I obviously still have things from my relationship. I kept, like, my ring and stuff because that was important to keep.
Of course.
But, like, I didn't really keep. And, like, obviously you keep photos, though. You don't ever get, you never get rid of your jeans and you never get rid of photos. Because there's going to be a period in time when you look back and you don't care as much for that person. You don't have any emotional attachment to anything, but you still want to look back and remember those places in your life that you were in.
No, for sure, but I think about my new man coming into my life when he does and seeing the, like, being on a date with him and having the Rolex on that my ex bought me doesn't make sense.
So what would you do? You got rid of it? Say, I still have jewelry from my ex.
I'm keeping all the jewelry and everything. I traded it in.
You traded it? I mean, that's a good idea. I could have done that.
That's really mature.
No, you just have to trade it in. You don't want that to be around.
You're right. I don't really wear it because then it's like that, oh, did Shannon get you that? I'm like, no.
But you've also
their hearts and,
you've
you know,
also
it looks
been
like
with Shannon for so long,
yeah,
too. You know what I mean?
Well, her kids FaceTiming people. She doesn't like to let go anything.
I know, right?
Including phone numbers.
I say I like keeping things. I still have like a box of stuff from me and Shannon, and I like to look through it sometimes. Like
yeah.
original like emails that I had gotten from him, or cards, or you know, hotel keys, like little things like that, just to like give me back to those memories. I will say, after we got married, it stopped.
Yeah.
I haven't kept anything since then. Now it's all about decluttering. But up until marriage, like the dating part, I did keep that stuff.
Yeah, you keep some of that stuff.
Those Motel 8s are looking for their keys right now.
I know, where are they?
Oh, I thought we had your name on a hit list.
It's hard not to compare yourself to your ex's new girlfriend, especially if he moves on with the one and only Lady Gaga. So Gaga's new boyfriend is entrepreneur Michael Polansky. His ex is an editor at the New York Times. She wrote an article saying that she couldn't help but compare herself to Gaga once she knew they were dating. It's actually, I read the whole article this morning. It's really good. It's really well written. And it's actually cute. It kind of sounds, when I first heard about this, like, oh, what are you doing writing about this? But it's actually very sweet, and it's not catty towards Lady Gaga at
y'all
all.
Y'all could have used a better photo of that girl. Okay.
That was a little shady.
Come on,
that
shady.
That was a little shady.
God, we work at this. Oh, don't put it back up.
Maybe
actually,
she loves
she's
that
cute,
photo.
Actually.
She
no, she's actually
that,
really
you know?
Cute. I looked through her Instagram. She's like actually
she's
really cute.
Cute.
Here's the jam.
Okay.
My ex did move on with a Lady Gaga, and I often do not try to compare my ex's new boos with myself, either one of them. I let other people do that.
Right.
I don't do that for myself because you never know what those what that person has, whether it's a connection, whether it's, you know, they might have fire sex, maybe they might, you know, be volatile. You just don't know what those other people have that you don't have.
I guess so, but it is Ooh. So natural. See, the one of the things that she brought up was whether your guy or your girl moves on to someone extremely famous like Lady Gaga or somebody else, now with social media, we all do it. We all look at who our ex has moved on with, and we have thoughts, whether it's why her or really her or Mm-mm. whatever the
That's
thoughts
what you
are.
Just have to block them so you don't see those things.
Yeah, but before
but
you block them.
But somebody tells you, and then you go look. I mean, it happens. You always find out when your ex is with somebody
else. I did a mini stalk a few weeks ago, and the only thing with somebody that wasn't even that important, but I noticed that she copied boots I had, obviously.
So. You always notice that. She'll notice that before
but
anything
like, duh.
Else.
You know what I mean? I guess I'm the Lady Gaga in the situation.
Oh, that's a whole different
be
story.
Be honest. If you saw your ex on a date with somebody, you would then go and go straight through, like, the FBI, like, protocol of, like, figuring somebody out.
No, I did see him walk. I told you guys, walking on a date. And I just drove on my own merry way. I didn't do anything. And then a few weeks ago, I, like, did a light stalk. True? Was it a light stalk? Yeah. A light stalk. And then I think I landed on the girl. And the first thing I saw was the boots that I wore 3.5 months ago. So, cute for you, bitch. Like, you for you. Like, what am I, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just not concerned.
I have a rule of thumb that when you break up with your dude and he moves on to somebody else and you come to my house to talk about it, I'm gonna sit you down, I'm gonna give you a glass of champagne, I'm gonna leave the bottle next to you, I'm gonna go on a run for 30 minutes, I will hand you my iPhone and say, when I come back in 30 minutes, you are never going to look at this profile again.
Mm.
So have the time of your life, don't double tap on shit, don't screenshot anything. Do it. Let's talk about it. Let's get into it. Because once you talk about it, it's the festering. It's the wondering. It's like trying to figure out what those people have in common or how she ended up there.
And you're usually always wrong. You really
always
don't
wrong.
Know.
Mm-hmm. Did they talk before? I'm like, listen, let's just talk about it. Let's talk it out. Because I know when it happened to me, because I found out about my ex moving on because a friend of mine shared it and said, I just wanted you to see it before anybody else showed you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so glad that he did that, but he did it, he came over, and I got a chance to let it all out.
In private, right?
Like, in
not just like she was at work whenever everyone started texting her and emailing her and being like, have you seen the picture of Lady Gaga with your ex?
But also, I wonder, what does it say when they broke up? Because I feel like he should have probably called. Like, if your ex moves on to somebody that is that famous.
They were at the point where she was blocked on Facebook.
Yes.
So it didn't end well.
No, it didn't end well, and it was not fun. But, I mean, it must be just tough.
That's a little, but she handles it well. She did say that Lady Gaga motivated her to, you know, become the best version of herself because she kept thinking, like,
She did. She compared herself. She was like, well, would Lady Gaga wear this? Would Lady Gaga do that?
That's tough.
And she kind of like pushed herself. She kind of turned it into a positive spin, though. I think she was just saying, like, sometimes motivation comes from like the most bizarre places. And I do think that whether it's, like I said, like whether it's Lady Gaga or your ex just moving on in general, or your ex just like making something of himself that he always said that he was going to do, but he never did. And then all of a sudden he does.
He does it when you're gone.
It pushes you to be like, you know what? I want to do the same damn thing. Because you know what? My life is going to be better without you too.
Totally.
But ladies, PSA out there. If a man uses the word entrepreneur and doesn't follow it up with a specific job or place or thing that he has created, that means he ain't got no job.
No job.
Entrepreneur is a very loose term nowadays. All right, coming up, you guys, is there a new Kardashian baby on the way? Kris Jenner's surprising comment is next. We're dissecting it.
He ain't got no job.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
My favorite daughter is...
Oh, man.
Come on.
Of the day?
Yeah, today.
Okay. Today. Chloe.
All righty.
Gonna have to disconnect everybody's TVs tomorrow.
My next grandchild will come from...
Courtney.
All right.
Or
really?
Maybe Kylie. Maybe Kendall.
Oh.
That's Kris Jenner on today's Ellen, always trying to, you know, throw us for a loop. She very confidently said Courtney, and then she threw in Kylie, maybe Kendall. But Courtney, that being the first, that one shocked me. I didn't expect that one at all.
Makes total sense to me.
I
makes
agree
total
with you.
Sense?
Mm-hmm.
She's the most pro baby. Like, she, like, loves her children.
Of course.
Like, they all do, but I think that she enjoys it the most.
And she also has talked about taking time from the show to enjoy and do some things for herself. And we know from a few seasons back, she was talking to Scott about using that sperm, trying to have that baby.
Uh-huh.
And something happens to women, and I understand it, but I don't understand it. It's like when you turn 32 and you don't have a baby,
right.
You get this thought in your mind like, oh my God, everyone else has a baby. I need to start having a kid. And then when you turn 40, it's like, this is the last time that I can actually do this. Let me rush and try to do this as well.
Yeah.
We all know Courtney just had that 40th birthday. We all know that she really wants that fourth baby. I think Kourtney Kardashian is cooking up something and has options in place for a fourth child. And she might use surrogacy because she saw how well it worked for Kim and Kanye.
Right, but how
but
does
she
that...
can carry her babies well. She doesn't have problems. So I would think that
but
if
also,
she's going
but
to...
But if she wants to have herself. A fourth baby, she has three babies by
Scott.
And he has a girlfriend, and let's say she has some of his sperm frozen. Like
she is not going to use Scott's sperm.
I don't think
there's
she's going to
no
use
way,
Scott's
Sophia,
sperm.
There's no way, Sophia. That would... Oh, that is...
That's... But is that...
That is a whole nother
no,
level.
No, but isn't that
no,
weird, though,
that.
For that? Like, you have three children by somebody. You're not sleeping with them. I mean, I know it's weird, but I'm just saying for them. Like, is that weird?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Is
that is
weird?
So weird if she used Scott's sperm and this part... At this point in their relationship. First of all, he's been moved on with Sophia for a very long time. She's been with Eunice on and off for
yeah, I guess it's like he's still gonna be the father.
That, like, think about that. Like, okay, Eunice, I know you're kind of like something, maybe not. Who knows? They're very weird right now. They're not weird, but we don't know exactly what's happening between the two, but we think they're back together. Nonetheless, to be like, you know, you're great and all, but I think I'm just gonna use my ex's sperm.
Yeah.
But rich people do strange things.
Yeah.
And you know what? The people around them do this.
True.
This
yeah.
You
oh, yeah,
cannot
go right ahead.
Do this. She would be crucified.
I will say this. I know people who were married, had two or three children, and then the wife got remarried, had a child, And when the dad from the first marriage would take the first three children, he would just take the fourth child because he felt left out. Like, oh, just come
with us. Oh, that's fine.
Da, da, da. But it happened a lot. I don't think it's weird.
Like, hanging out with somebody and hanging out with your siblings is a whole nother thing than, like, using your ex's sperm.
Yeah, but if we're in an unstable relationship and I want a fourth child, for me, the Eunice situation is so easy. It's like, listen, I'm going to do this. This is way more important to me than cultivating this relationship right now. I'm just trying to do this and go on this journey.
Justin.
And if you're Scott, you're already a baby daddy to three of the kids.
Justin, you do not mean this. No, I know in your deepest hearts, you cannot believe that she would use his sperm.
But maybe she's adopting a baby.
See, that's fine. Right. I totally can see that.
I could see that.
I could see her having another baby. I think you're right. She might have a donor. She might want to do it with Eunice, or she might want to have it on her own. Maybe she wants to adopt. I don't know. There's a million ways that she could go about it. But Scott's sperm is off limits.
Let me ask you a question. Tell me if this is weird. Let's say Morgan Stewart and I decide she wants to have a baby. She doesn't have a man, and she has twins for me. And I say, oh, yeah, I'll give you my sperm. I then get into a marriage, and my husband and I are together for a few years, and Morgan says, I'm 40 and I want to have another baby.
Give me more sperm.
I don't want my kids to have a different dad. Give me more sperm. Do you think it's weird, because I'm in a relationship, to give her more sperm because she didn't want her kids to have a different daddy?
Well, that makes sense more than what you're saying. You were right about what your point is, and he's right about his point.
What?
Okay, you but that was a very valid,
that is
easy,
different
clear,
because you guys
I'm
are friends, and she's a single
mother.
Person. She's a single person. You're not an ex-boyfriend. You're just a friend.
But Courtney is single.
We co-collaborated on
Courtney
baby making.
Courtney is single.
There's a lot of sperm out there. She does not have to take Scott's. Scott is in a relationship, for crying out loud.
I am sorry. If I am 3 for 3 with my ex and he is my donor and my kids are happy, they're healthy, they are cute.
Scott wouldn't even want to do that too, because then he would be the father of the baby and he doesn't want it, probably doesn't want to have another baby with Courtney.
They're already doing it.
Tia, help me.
Come on.
Yes, I just walked in on this.
No, okay.
Can Courtney use Scott's sperm to have a fourth baby? No.
Yes. You know what? I understand both of your points.
What?
No. But I do understand where you're coming from because there's history there.
Right. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they've been in a relationship together, and then now they're separated. You know what I mean? And then he's now dating someone else. So I do understand what you're saying, but then I understand what you're saying.
Thank you.
Keep it consistent.
You know what? I'm going to keep it very simple. I think ask Scott. It depends on what he thinks.
Thank you.
Do you know what I mean?
He will
if he's
say
okay
yes.
with it, if he's like, yeah, I'm fine, like, let's do it, then if he's okay with it, then...
Boom.
Do you know what I mean?
Wow, he just stood up before the block was over.
Even if he's okay with it, she shouldn't be able to use his
sperm?
Well,
then he better be breaking up with Sophia. Because
really?
If you're so...
Because
you're
then he
Sophia.
Is the father, he'd co-parent with her. That's the confusion.
Yes. He's already co-parent.
Yeah, I know, but, they had those babies
naturally.
You know
what? Complicated.
You guys, Tia Lori's here, and we're putting her on the spot.
God.
The heat.
I'm just happy I got a bagel.
How much?
Well, this one is 18.
Free.
Yes, free.
Ooh, I am going to slay with this on the red carpet.
Well, there's only one thing left to do.
Twirl.
Of course. And then post it on the gram. Hashtag see by Coco. Hashtag get you some. Hashtag yes, queen. Yes.
She's been making us laugh on TV since the 90s. Please welcome Tia Mowry to the show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
By the way, please tell me you're in hair and makeup practicing that yas,
oh,
queen.
Of course.
And all the queens in there
yes.
were like, no, go back with the yas.
Oh, yes. They are telling me how to do it correctly.
Oh, no, you got it naturally, girl. It worked out perfectly.
Oh,
yes. We've
Thank
got
you.
Family reunion. It's back for part 2. What was it like working with Kenya?
Oh, Kenya.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. She's amazing. Oh. She is... She's so professional, you know what I mean? And she's such, like, a great actress. You know, she does her reality show, so you wouldn't necessarily expect, you know,
right.
her to just be, like, just on.
Yeah.
But she did do several movies before, but she's just so funny. We have such great chemistry. She's actually back for the second season. I won't, you know, give away too much, but... She's wonderful.
Would you go on her show and become a cast member, okay? Because I've seen
Good
your reality
question.
Days.
I don't know. she got it. She told me some stories, you know, behind the scenes, and I'm scared. I'm scared to be on her show. Those girls.
Yeah, it's intense.
It's intense.
Yeah. So. Well, your show tackles a lot, and we want to know if you have or would do some of the things that are happening on your show, okay?
Okay.
Did you ever sneak out when you were a teenager?
No, I did not.
Never.
You guys, my mom and my dad were in the Army. My mother was a drill sergeant. So
oh, my God.
No.
You're like, no, it didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen.
Would you ever renew your wedding vows?
I have.
You did?
Yes, my husband and I, we did it for our fifth wedding anniversary, and then we've been married for almost, oh my gosh, it'll be 12 years this year. We didn't do it for the 10th because I was, you know, pregnant with Cairo, but probably for the 15th, definitely.
That's amazing.
Yeah, every 5 years we wanted to do it.
Do you love him as much as you loved him the first day, or do you like want to strangle him all the time?
Oh no, my husband, I am in love with him. He is my best friend. I don't know, I really don't know where I would be without my husband. Oh. He's my biggest support system. You know, he's the father of my two beautiful children, and he's just amazing. So, yeah.
When I get to 12 years, I feel
yeah, I mean,
way.
He does get on my nerves sometimes, you know what I mean? But, I mean, I love my husband.
I love that. Would you ever have your parents move in with you or live with your in-laws?
You have to choose one.
Oh, that's so hard. I think it depends on the situation. Like, if my parents really needed some sort of support, you know, because they're getting older, and, you know, I need to be there to help them out, yes. But in-laws, I couldn't do it.
You couldn't
No,
mm-mm,
I don't
me
know.
Me either.
We need that
some space.
You know what I mean? Maybe down the street. But, you know, I think we would need that space, yeah.
Did you ever use the, that wasn't me, that was my twin sister card when you were younger, when you knew it was you who did it?
No, you guys, I'm telling you, I'm so boring. Like, my sister and I, we were such good kids. Like, never. No, yeah. I always owned up to whatever I did and, you know.
Yeah.
I gotta know.
Sorry.
But you are a good kid,
yes.
And you've done a lot of, like, family-friendly TV.
Yes.
So I do want to know, you have to have one raunchy guilty pleasure of some sort.
Okay, this isn't raunchy, but I know a lot of people, they wouldn't necessarily think that I would be into this, but I love, like, crime documentaries, like,
true
just crime. Yes, true crime. There's this new one that's on Netflix, Don't F With Cats.
Have you gotten to the end?
Oh, I've watched it, like, all of it. Like, mind-blowing, but
when he crossed the leg
and
did the
I was like, that's Basic Instinct, then, like, totally Basic Instinct.
Is
I mean, if you guys
cats?
No, you know, you have to watch it. No.
You
have to watch it, but it's deep, and it's eerie, and I like thriller stuff like that.
Yeah.
People wouldn't necessarily think that, you know, I get down with stuff like
but
that.
But how do you even take care of yourself and have time to watch these shows when you have two kids, you have a hit show, you have a husband, like, you're doing all these things? Like, how do you do it all?
You know what? I've learned how to prioritize. I'm also a little OCD, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Like, I'm really good at compartmentalizing things and then prioritizing, you know, family.
Yeah.
Even work. And I really feel like there's no such thing as, like, balance. There are going to be some days where I spend more at work,
mm-hmm.
and then there's going to be some days where I spend more time with my children. And I think it's just all about being forgiving and not, you know, feeling like everything is going to be perfect all the time. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's kind of like how I do it.
And health-wise, you have just partnered up with some vitamins that you think help?
Well, no, actually, I'm the co-founder.
Oh, no big deal.
Oh,
yes,
boy.
I am.
Oh, no big deal. You're entrepreneur, honey.
No. I'm the co-founder of Answer, which is a supplement line. We have prenatal, we have a multi, we have a beauty formula.
Seen these.
No, yes. And I was inspired because of my own personal health journey. I have, you know, endometriosis, and in order for me to just get back on track with that, I had to change my diet. I had to start taking supplements. I had to meditate. I had to exercise. And I saw a huge shift in my health. So I just want to encourage other women out there to take charge and control of their own health And also what was important for me about this supplement line is I didn't see representation in the wellness community.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't see women of diversity. I did not see myself. So I wanted to definitely communicate to consumers who weren't feeling included, recognized, and also these supplements, you know, they're affordable, thank God, because that was also what was, you know, important to me, that they were inclusive and not exclusive.
I love it. Well, congratulations.
So, yes, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate
you.
It. You guys, check out Family Reunion. It's on Netflix. Such a fun show.
All
right, up next, Hillary Duff calls out Disney, what we've learned about the Lizzie McGuire revival.
I need those hair, skin, and nails.
I know how to get the free.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are finally getting some answers about what is going on with the Lizzie McGuire revival. So this all got thrown into the news yesterday after Disney Plus moved their Love, Simon series to Hulu because they didn't think it was family friendly enough. Well, Hillary posted the news on her Insta story and wrote, "Sounds familiar, dot, dot, dot." So now we know what she means. Variety is reporting that Hillary and Disney are clashing over the show's direction. Hillary wants to do a more adult version, and Disney wants something closer to the original. Disney has fired the show's creator, and so far Hillary has not commented any further on the story.
I heard they did two episodes and then it was done.
That's really upsetting. But also, don't you kind of have these conversations prior to things sort of being greenlit and the show being in production?
They like, do,
don't
you know the direction isn't Hollywood written? Things change all the time. Shows get canceled after a pilot all the
time. Yeah, or they don't go forward, but this was going forward. They had ordered the series, so I feel like if there was such creative differences, those should have been ironed out before they even shot something.
Yeah.
And I think that it makes sense to come back if they're going to redo the revival and she's going to be 30 years old. It has to be different. Like, what 30-year-old is living the same as an 11-year-old?
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's, you know, it happens, and it happens at this network sometimes where you have an executive who greenlights something, and then that executive moves on to greener and better pastures, and then all of a sudden a new executive comes in, and they have different ideas for the show,
what
and
works,
it's
yeah.
what works for them. So I think a lot of what happened was maybe an executive came on, greenlit Love, Simon, thought Disney was ready for it, and then all of a sudden a new one came in and was like, no, that's not what I'm looking to do. Let me move this to Hulu and alleviate some of that space for some of my newer projects. Mm-hmm.
I am disappointed about this, Lizzie McGuire. We had Hillary Duff on the show last year. She was talking about it, and it seemed like such a great concept. It's, you know, about how the girl wakes up at 30 and realizes her life isn't where she thought it was going to be at 30. I think that's everyone, right?
I agree with that.
Everyone woke up at 30 and was like, I really thought this would be happening or this wouldn't be happening. And we were going to watch her go through that. To me, that's super interesting. I mean,
but it's not dead. Let's find another showrunner who could potentially come in and figure out what you want and what I want, and let's meet in the middle.
It needs to move to Hulu. It just needs to move somewhere. Because also, it sounds like Hillary and the creator, the original creator, were on the same page.
Yeah.
And I think she probably wants that person to still be around. So
yeah.
It's not the jam anymore.
I think they should just have that person back, do the show with Hillary, and move it to Hulu so they can do the show that they want.
I like that as well, but we have to get Disney on board.
Disney.
Okay, we're going to read your guys' thoughts on our story so far on Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner. Love Reality says Ben doesn't make it easier for Jennifer to move forward with her life if he continues to speak about her in such ways. I don't know if I 100% agree with that.
I don't agree with that. She's moved on.
I think he's telling his story. And, you know, we've talked about this on the show before. Like, you can't erase their past. That's a part of his story. A part of his sobriety story was his marriage with Jennifer and how it fell apart. I mean, he has the right to tell his story.
And at some point, she is going to have the right to tell her side of the story, and he's going to have to be okay with it.
Yeah. And on saving stuff from an ex, Danielle says, my mom saved a memento from an ex, a gold ring with an opal surrounded by emeralds. She gave it to me for my sweet 16. That's cute.
Okay.
Coming up, the test will reveal... This test, okay, coming up, is going to reveal things that you never knew about yourself. We all took the test. We're going to share our results.
It was the longest test I've ever taken.
It took you 3 minutes.
It was forever.
Maybe 7 minutes.
That's because you were on it.
So the Enneagram has quickly became all the rage. And for those of you who don't know what it is, it's a personality system that consists of 9 different types. Here to help us understand it a little bit better is certified Enneagram coach and expert Steph Baron Hall. Thank you, Steph, for being here. So first of all, tell us what the 9 types are and what do they say about ourselves.
Okay, so I'll go through the types really quickly. Remember, it's about core motivation. So it's not necessarily about behavior, it's about motivation. So 1s are motivated by the need to be good, right, and perfect.
Okay.
2s are motivated by the need to be loved and through being helpful. 3s are motivated by the need to be successful and to appear successful. 4s by trying to find their true heart in life and their true identity. Yeah. So 5s are motivated by feeling competent and capable and self-reliant. 6s by being safe, secure, and having guidance. And then 7s are motivated by the need to be free of pain and boredom. Mm. 8s are motivated by the need to protect themselves through being strong. Mm. And then 9s through finding peace internally and externally.
Oh, wow. I'm a 2.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
So yeah, 2s are so, like, they tend to be pretty emotional. They tend to have kind of be fairly self-expressive because they want to help everyone around them. They really want connections. They really want relationships. They really love that side of everything.
My producer decided that I wasn't a helper. Is what we're trying to figure out here. But that sounds like me. What are the bad aspects of this?
Yeah, so sometimes 2s don't know what's going on inside them because they spend so much time feeling what everyone else is feeling.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
And then they sometimes help so much that they forget, like, self-care.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Morgan and I both had the same number 1, but very different number 2s. So our number 1s were the number 3.
Which is the what? The achiever?
The achiever, yeah.
What does that mean?
Okay, first I'll say, anytime you take a test, you are going to get multiple results, but that, like, you can have your top result and then a wing result, but it has to be an adjacent number. So it's not the second result, so you don't have both. You really have 1 core type. But the achiever is motivated by being, by basically shaping the world to fit what they want.
Amen. Shape the world, fit what I want.
Great number.
What are the cons of this achiever?
Sometimes they get so tunnel vision that they forget to, like, pay attention to what's going on around them or to do anything else. They get so focused on, like, work or their success.
Yeah. Hey, success.
So what about Mike? So I was 98% the achiever, 97% the helper. How can I be basically 2?
Yeah, so.
Because you want to help people help you achieve your goals. And you also.
That's so true.
Let me help you. You can't do it right, so let me help you do it right to achieve my goals.
Mine was 96, the challenger. What does that mean?
Yes.
Fabulous.
Well, yeah. So challengers love to kind of go against the grain. So anytime somebody says, you have to do things this way, they're like, nah, not going to do it that way, right?
That sounds like
Morgan. Is that a leader?
Yes.
Okay. It wasn't.
You like to shake things up.
Yeah.
Oh. And what's
a little bit of a rebel.
A little bit of the rebel.
Oh, decisive, so, and trust their
I
gut
have a question. Yes. If you're dating right now and you are seeing somebody, like, who's the most compatible numbers?
So there aren't really numbers that are more compatible. I teach that everyone, like, you should just be with someone who, like, will show up and do the work with you. Mm-hmm. So who wants to grow, who wants to do this inner work? Because that's what the Enneagram is actually about. Is it inner work? It's not about, like, your outer behavior or describing yourself. It's about growing.
Yeah. How do I, because I have the individualist as my second, but it's so interesting because, you know, the helper sometimes forgets self-care and forgets to make himself a priority, and the individualist, how is that kind of fighting one another?
Yeah.
Because it seems like it would be like some fight.
Yeah. I mean, you could definitely have more, like, resonate more with the individualist, but.
Ooh. Romantic at heart, creative, and empathetic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I tend to take life a lot seriously.
So both are very emotional types. Both are very emotional types.
I'm super emotional.
So you might have some of that in there too.
What are you?
Anyway, I'm a type 3.
Oh, you're an achiever too?
Yeah.
Welcome to the club. Is this like a ladies' night, like buy 2, get 1 free or whatever? Like,
totally. I mean, you know. 3s are everywhere, especially in media and everything.
So. All right, guys. Well, you guys can find out much more on her book, The Enneagram in Love. It's coming out this summer. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
That was so fun.
It.
All right, coming up, Taylor Swift's new video is out, and all the conspiracy theories were wrong. The real secrets behind her video are next. And I'm so sick of them coming at me again.
Swift just premiered the music video for her song, The Man, and all the fan theories were wrong. We were all wrong till yesterday. We were told that the 19 hands actually represent the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote. And Taylor dropped it today because 98 years ago, on this day, the Supreme Court upheld this right after it was challenged. But that's okay. We had good ideas.
We had good ideas.
Also, I feel like we had our original ideas that were like, we probably felt like it didn't mean anything. But then because there's always so many conspiracy theories, you get sucked into them. So then you follow the pack, and that's not what I do as an achiever. So we don't do that anymore.
That's right.
We are rebels and believe in what we want.
Yes. Yeah.
It would have been cool to see like all those 18 artists that I thought she was going to be bringing out in the video. Yeah. But
those bitches ain't working for free. No.
I did say it would be very hard to make that happen.
18 people. You know what? I might not agree with Taylor Swift at all times, but I will say I like that her music videos, there's always a message and a meaning behind them. Mm-hmm. And even when the meaning is something as simple as like a new lover or like being in love, mm-hmm. it still means something. Yeah. And I like that about her as an artist. It reminds me of what Michael Jackson used to do back in the cut with his music videos. They always had a theme. There was always a message. There was always something there.
Right. Yeah. My favorite part of the video, and maybe it's just because where I'm at in life right now, is whenever she plays the father and he's just literally sitting next to the kid and all the women are like, oh, best dad of the year. Oh my God. Which is so true. Literally, Shannon takes Chase to the park and it's like women are like,
yeah, lose their mind.
I can't believe he took him to the park. I'm like,
hello.
Meanwhile, like a mom could be slaving over their kids forever and they get no recognition. They just get teared down for right. everything that they do wrong. Anyway, so that's kind of funny. I liked that part.
Yeah.
Okay, Britney Spears. She shared a dance video of herself on Instagram. Oh my gosh, and it ends with her breaking her foot. So prepare yourself.
I don't want to see
Watch.
This. Is no.
That was my reaction yesterday.
That was snap, crackle, and pop. Like, yes. That was, I didn't.
I'm not even going there.
I can't. I
like,
didn't think it was gonna be that loud.
Locked it out of my memory and not doing it.
I know.
Why? But hasn't she been doing those moves forever?
I know. What's happening? It's just, she just got tripped up.
Oh my God.
She said she hadn't danced in 6 months and so she had a lot of energy to get out. And then.
And now she's gonna be in a boot?
She's gonna be in a boot?
Oh, Brittany, we're sorry. That sucks.
Brittany, we know how it feels to drink a Celsius with nothing on your stomach. I do that every morning, too. I'm like,
oh, that air. But also, that is
she warned you.
Up, but
I can't. No. We're not
like
going there. We are not. Go to break.
Okay.
Please.
Up next is Throwback Thursday. Do you remember this dress? Oh, yes, that's the one.
What color is that?
It's back in the news. We'll tell you why. Don't say yet. Don't say yet.
Disgusting.
We'll be right back. Do you remember where you were when you first saw the dress?
Yeah,
you
guys... my Aunt Patty had it on at a wedding.
5 years ago, a Tumblr user blew the internet's mind when they asked whether the dress was white and gold or black and blue. People debated. It got really ugly. It's been 5 years since then. Shall we reevaluate today? What color do you see?
White and gold. Where is black even
on that
photo?
I see black and blue.
I only see white and gold on both those pictures.
I see black and blue in both of them. I see a lighter blue on the right with black and a darker blue on the left.
What? Y'all.
How do you see gold and white? I've never seen black.
How that is as white as you can get. That is a cloud. That is white.
I'm honestly,
thank
it
you,
freaks
Carissa.
Me
we
out.
Finally agree on
no,
something.
No, it freaks me out that we are so, that we don't see that the same. What color is this? White?
White.
Okay, this is a seafoam green.
Yeah,
and this is white.
Right, so why don't we see that the same there?
I don't know.
That's what happens when you grow up in Bel Air.
It's crazy.
It's different colors for the French children.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we're wrapping up with some final thoughts from you guys on whether Courtney and Scott would have a fourth kid together. Margaret says it would be weirder if the fourth child was the only one with a different father. She would never do that to her children. Oh my gosh.
Don't get Carissa riled up. She's going to go into early labor.
We're in 2020. People have different parents. Yeah. It happens. Okay. Elle thinks Sophia would understand if Scott and Courtney decided to have another baby. She says as a woman, she'd understand that it's better for them all to keep the same father. They're all in a relationship, including Sophia. Sure, honey. Sure. Go impregnate your ex. It's no big deal. No! Okay. You guys got me riled
up. Carissa is upset
for today.
This.
Well, she can do what she wants. It's her life, right?
I can't believe you guys think it's white.
Have a good day. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.